Go. We are starting with Chavdala Amad Beis. We're at 24b at the bottom. Okay, we're at the very mission at the bottom. And we're going to go until about six lines from the end of Chavdala Amad Aleph. Go to about the Tana Rabbanan over here. It's kind of a flowing sugya. The Mishnah says, Maisa Shavo Shnaim Va'amarinu Hu Shachvez B'Mizrach Va'arvez B'Marav. Now, there are two ways of reading this Gemara, this Mishnah. We'll read it according to the Pashtus in Rashi. Rashi is two Pshatim, but we're going to go according to the Pashtus Pshat in Rashi because it fits best into the Gemara. So there was a story where two people came and they said that we saw the new moon in the morning at the east side of the sky, and in the evening time we saw it on the west side of the sky. So it happened to skip places from east to west quite quickly. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Eidei Sheker Hembe. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said that's impossible. They got to be Eidei Sheker. But Keshebo Yavne Kibbalan Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel was actually willing to accept such testimony.
Excuse me.
Did you burp or something?
No.
Oh. I know that. That's the second. That's the second shot in Rashi. I'm going with the first. If you look at the notes, I'm sure they'll quote Rashi has two pshatim. Yeah. According to another pshat in Rashi, it was that they saw the old moon in the east and the new moon in the west. There is a reason why I'm not giving that pshat. But at any rate. At any rate, according to the Pashup shot here, they saw the new moon in the morning in the east, and at night they saw it in the west. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said they're Eidei Sheker, and Rabbi Gamliel accepted such testimony. The Ode Bo Shnayim, and further.
The west is okay, but not the morning. You can't do both. Right?
Right, exactly. One would be fine, but having the moon show up morning and east, and then the evening to fly across the sky that quickly over the course of 12 hours is unlikely. Nevertheless, Rabbi Gamliel was willing to accept it. The Ode Bo Shnayim, the Amarinu Bizmano. There were a further case where two people came and they said that we saw it on the day on the 30th day, Ubeleli Buro Lonira, but in the evening time it wasn't seen. So they said that they saw it, but everybody else was looking at the sky in the evening time and said, no, it's not there, and it's a clear night. The Kibbalah and Rabbi Gamliel, and Rabbi Gamliel once again accepted the testimony. And I'm Rabbi Dos ben Horkanus. Rabbi Dos ben Nur Horkanus was all up in arms, and he says, Eidei Sheker Hein, these guys are definitely lying. Heich mi'idim ala isha sheyelda ulamacher kresa ben shineha. How can you possibly testify about a woman who's given birth, and then the following day you see that the baby is in between, is in her belly? Is in between her teeth. It's in her belly. So it's impossible. If she gave birth.
Welcome back.
Thank you. If she gave birth, and that concludes Daf Chaf Hey Amud Aleph. So see you guys on Thursday. Thursday is a fast day. Nevertheless, we will have shir. Fast day ends very quite early.
Very early. Why couldn't you say the kid came out and went back in?
Gee, I don't know why you didn't say that. At any rate,
the woman has anything to do with her.
Exactly. Not if she is, and she's getting nothing out. So he says it's impossible. It's impossible that you're testifying the moon came out and then it no longer is visible. So. Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua says to Rabbi Dosa ben Horkanus, Roa ani es devarecha, I see what you're saying. In other words, you're accurate, you're right. And therefore, we can't say that there's a new moon happening on day 30. It must be that it wasn't correct that what they saw. And really, it should be a Chodesh Mole, it should be a 30-day month, and 30 day 31 would be Rosh Chodesh. And so, in fact, Rabbi Yeshua was willing to paskin that day 31 was Rosh Chodesh and not day 30. And Shalach lo Rabban Gamliel, Rabban Gamliel sent a message to Rabbi Yeshua saying, Gozrani Alecha, I am making a gzeira on you, Rabbi Yeshua. Shetavo etzli b'makelcha u'b'mosecha b'yom ha-kippurim shechal yos b'cheshponecha. This is a famous story. Rabbi Gamliel says to Rabbi Yeshua, I'm going to make you show up on a day that is your Yom Kippur. For me, it's the 11th, because I was a day ahead of you. I paskin that the previous day was Rosh Chodesh, and so therefore for me, your Yom Kippur, your Yud Tishrei is my Yud Aleph, and I am being gozer on you that you come on on the 11th, but which is really for you the 10th, on the Yom Kippur that is in your Cheshbon. So Halachu Matzah Rabbi Akiva Meitzar. He went and he found Rabbi Akiva Meitzar. Now, the question the Gemara is going to ask is, who was Meitzar, Rabbi Akiva or Rabbi Yeshua? I don't exactly know why the Gemara thinks that Rabbi Akiva might be Meitzar. About what would he be Meitzar, I don't know.
The reading of the Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva Meitzar.
Yeah, in Echanami.
Meitzar meaning what?
He's in pain. He was distressed. He was distressed. Why was he distressed? He was bothered. But the Pashtus is going to be, as the Gemara will say, Rabbi Yeshua was Meitzar. Anyway, Rabbi Akiva sees him, and he's Meitzar. And Amar Lo, Yesh Li Lilmod, I can provide for you a Limud. Shako Masha Asa Rabbi Gamliel Asui. Everything Rabbi Gamliel Paskin, it's done. It's a done deal, and it's going to be followed. It is to be followed. Shenemar says in the Pasuk, Eile Moadi Hashem Mikroi Kodesh. These are the holidays of Hashem. You should call Kodesh, Asher Tikru'u Osam, that you should call them. Bein Bizmanam, Bein Shlo Bizmanam. Once you call it, once you call your shot,
right.
It is a good deal. It's already a done deal. So therefore, if Rabbi Gamliel calls his shot, he calls his shot, and therefore it's going to be
day.
Even if it's
which
wrong.
Which is really ironic because Rabbi Gamliel had the scientific knowledge even without the Yisachoder. So this whole thing is the opposite of what the truth is. This pasuk there is bringing you saying whether it's real or not, it's still based on the Be'ezdin. But really, in the actuality, Rabbi Gamliel had the scientific knowledge, right?
How do you know that? Because you're saying. How do you know that he had the scientific knowledge?
Because
he had the Demuth Tzorus Levana? That doesn't mean anything. No? Why are you saying...
From the diagram.
Where do you get that from? What do you mean he knew? What do you know? What do you get that from?
David.
Hey, whatever.
1 second.
But you can't have the 31st.
He just for calculation.
It's a big problem.
Huh?
He wasn't worried about the fact that he didn't see it the next day, like Rabbi Dosa said.
Right.
He wasn't worried because he knew through his own things that it was really a
okay. All right.
What's
there
more,
yeah.
Do we understand that Rabbi Gamliel, okay, was at the time either the head of Sanhedrin, or head of the Bestin, or the Galador, right?
He was a Galador, yes, that's for sure. Yeah.
He was a good Jew.
What? He was a good Jew, in other words, yeah. Rabbi Gamliel, he was a good Jew.
He was number one.
He was number one. He was the Jew. Yeah, yeah, he's like he was the starting quarterback, right? The starting quarterback. Okay, so... So, Eilam Oda Hashem Mikoy Kodesh Hashem Tikru Osam Beim Izmanam Shablam Shmein Shalom Izmanam Eilam Oda Setla Eilu. Yet this is it. Whether it's the right time or the wrong time, it's the right time. Balo Eitzel Rabbi Dosa Ben Hurkanis. Then Rabbi Yeshua came next to Rabbi Dosa Ben Hurkanis, whom, if you remember earlier in this passage on the fourth line of the Mishnah, Rabbi Dosa ben Hurkanis was the one who said they were Eidei Sheker, but Rabbi Dosa ben Hurkanis comes and he says, "Amar lo im boin anu ladun acher bezdin shel Rabbi Gamliel, srichan anu ladun acher kol bezdin ubezdin shel Avmad mimil shmei Yeshua v'arachshav." If you're going to contest that which Rabbi Gamliel says now, you're going to have to contest every single bezdin that's ever preceded him. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk. Vayal Moshe v'Aaron Nadav v'Avihu. Moshe, Aaron, Nadav v'Avihu went up to the mountain. V'shivim Mizikne Yisrael, along with 70 of the Zikne Yisrael. Of course, the Torah doesn't say who these 70 of Zikne Yisrael were. Says the Mishnah, V'lam Elon Isparshish Moshen Shal Zikneim. Why doesn't the Torah ever tell us who the 70 were? They must be. Yeah, we'll take up a lot of Tzukim and Echanami, but these are obviously big guys. These are big guns. Therefore, why doesn't the Torah tell us them? Ela Lalamed, it's teaching us, Shekol Shlosha U'Shlosha Sha'amdu Bezdin Al Yisrael. Any three people who stood up as Bezdin for Yisrael, Hariyu K'Bezdino Shel Moshe. It's the Torah wants to keep the 70 names vague so that you wouldn't question exactly who it was. But the point is, any Bezdin that you have is going to be on a Madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu in his door. So any bezin that you have in your door is going to be on his, this is going to be on that relative level. That's the point.
The level of the of that.
Rabbi Gamliel.
Yeah, that exactly, right. Exactly. Whatever level he's on in that door, he's like Moshe Rabbeinu was in the times of the Midbar.
Yeah.
He was he's a big gun. Okay.
Not the Mikado.
Thank you. Therefore, have not skipped a beat. Therefore, Rabbi Yeshua took his makel. He took his.
He showed up.
And Ma'usav and his money biyado v'halach liyavne etzur megamliel biyom shachal yom kippur and yos becheshbono. Now, as Rabbi Yeshua was makabel, all of these things that he heard both from Rabbi Akiva and from Rabbi Dosi ben Horkanis, and he said, "You know what, Taka? They're right. I'm going to come, and I'm going to come on the day that is my Yom Kippur because it's really not Yom Kippur."
Shoes and he had a drink.
He had his Gatorade on him. He had everything.
He's eating, drinking, and
eating,
happy,
drinking, being merry, being merry, being merry.
Question.
You just did.
I mean, I've heard this story before, but you know, it just dawned on me, like, what did the Am do? Like, did they go according to Rabbi Gamliel or Rabbi Yeshua? Like, who were they following?
Rabbi Gamliel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they were holding like Rabbi Gamliel. He was the God of Lador. Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua was the lone standout.
Yeah, I'm not mistaken. This is not the end of the conflict they had. I think it got even worse later, right? Yes.
There are other Gemaras where there was a conflict between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. In fact, I think it was as a result of some of those conflicts in Brachos. And other places. I think because of such conflict, they were ultimately, I could be wrong, but I think they were ultimately morid Rabbi Gamliel Migdulasso, and they brought up who? Bring in the lefty, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Harehu Gemin Shibin Shana. That's where they brought in Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah.
Well, he was only fireball. Once every...
By the fireballer, right? Just to close out the
weeks.
Game. What?
It was only once every 4 weeks, I think. It was 3 weeks Rabbi Gamliel and then 1 week...
Oh, that I don't know. But we will get to Maseches Brachos eventually in...
12 years.
12 years? It's going to be a lot more than that. Yeah.
And 19 hours.
19 hours.
16
and how many halakim? All right.
It's more like 48 years
David,
or something, right?
Yeah, it'll be
David,
closer to 48.
David,
yes.
Not, you know, had he not gone along with Rev. Gamliel.
Yes.
Okay. Not only are we talking about, you know, doubt about the all of the previous Sanhedrins.
Yeah.
Okay. But in that generation, it causes a divisiveness which can't happen.
Oh,
correct.
No, never in Claudius.
Right, exactly,
which,
yeah.
You know,
yeah, I agree.
Theoretically, idealistically,
right.
Can't happen.
Yes, I agree. 100%.
So when did Rabbi Yeshua keep Yom Kippur that year? Or he got away from, he escaped Yom Kippur that year?
I'm guessing that he paskin like Rabbi Gamliel's, ultimately paskin like Rabbi Gamliel's Yom Kippur, and he did it
the day before.
Yeah, the day before. He must have.
He doesn't talk about that.
He doesn't talk about that in
the
Hanami.
He didn't get away with it.
He didn't get away with one of those. You know, one of those can't be this day, can't be that day type of thing. No.
Right. He just woke up after the ninth day, and then he said, Now I'll say it's the 11th day.
Yeah. Okay, so anyway, Amon Rabban Gamliel Vinashko Rosho, Rabban Gamliel stood up, and somebody wants his dinner. Somebody wants his dinner tonight, Ramosh. And Rabban Gamliel stood up, Vinashko Rosho, he kissed him on his head, and Amarlo, he said to him, Bo B'Shalom Rebbe V'Talmidi, come in peace, my Rebbe and my Talmid, Rebbe B'Chachma, you are my Rebbe in wisdom, because you are wiser than I. V'Talmidi, but you are my Talmid, Shekibalta as Devarai, because you accepted my words, and you paskin like me at the end of the day.
Well, he
so,
said you're smarter than me.
He did, Rabbi Bechachma. You are my Rebbe in wisdom, meaning you're smarter than me.
Wait, who did, I'm lost.
Yeah, sorry.
He showed up on the 10th.
He showed up on the 11th.
Okay.
He showed up on the 11th because Rabbi Gamliel had already had. Right, Rabbi Gamliel was paskening that the day 30 was day 1.
Yeah.
Right? And he was paskening that day 30, so Rabbi Gamliel was one day ahead of Rabbi Yeshua, right?
So now he shows up.
So now he shows up, and he, in basically in agreement
with
Gamliel that the 11th is in fact Yud Aleph Tishrei. So he said
he bowed down and said that's it.
Yeah, he basically said that's it.
At this point, it got worse later.
It did. Yeah, exactly. This was just the start of it. Yeah. Okay, very good. We begin the Gemara on the sixth wide line of the page, and the Gemara says, "Tanya, we have a brisa that says, Amar lahen Rabban Gamliel haChachamim. Rabban Gamliel said to the Chachamim, this is referencing the first part of our Mishnah where the two Edom came and they said, we saw the new moon in the morning in the east side, in the evening on the west side. And Rabban Gamliel now is saying to the Chachamim, who objected and said, that's impossible, he says, Kach mikublani mi beis avi abba. I learned from my grandfather that pa'amim sheba ba'aruka upa'amim sheba b'ktsara. Sometimes the moon takes a very long route, and sometimes it takes a very short route. In other words, what he was saying is, you can have such a thing where the moon is situated earlier in the day on the east side, and it moves awfully quickly, whereas in the evening time, it can already be seen on the west side. Therefore, the fact that the Edom are coming and saying they saw the new moon once in the east and then and a few hours later in the west is not impossible, because the route of the moon is inconsistent. Whereas the sun rotates at a very consistent rate, the moon does not. The moon can fly. The moon can fly. And so it can go a lot quicker than in any given month,
but
it can go quicker.
But it's not the moon rotating. It's the Earth rotating on its axis.
It doesn't say new moon or old moon.
That's correct. Rashi has two girsas.
We're assuming that both are the new moon.
Yeah, Rashi has two girsas. One girsa is that they're both the new moon. One girsa is that they saw the old moon in the east and the new moon in the west. And a lot of people, and Rashi has a problem with that pshat. That's why I didn't give it. Rashi has a problem with that pshat because this Gemara doesn't really explain that. This Gemara is saying, Baruka Bektsara, that doesn't explain the old moon and the new moon.
It only explains that they're both new moons and it goes fast.
Yeah, it moves fast. So that's why it moved from the east to the west that quickly.
I don't understand what we're saying. You're saying what about the moon revolving around the earth?
No, the new moon in the sky. The placement of the new moon in the sky was in the beginning found on the east side of the sky. And then later, the witnesses said they saw it on the west side. So how can it be that
you
later...
You couldn't see it on the east side, because when it was on the east side, it was daytime, and it was hidden from sight. And
I
it
guess,
was hidden from sight until right after the sun
the
set,
the
by which time it was already in the west. How could that be?
Because at night, they saw it here.
You can't see the new moon in the morning.
No, new moon in the morning. You can't see the new moon in the morning.
Not on the first appearance.
Right?
Why is that?
Didn't we learn that with Reb Nechemiah?
Okay, I don't remember. I don't remember. Tzarchiyah. I don't remember. I don't remember learning that. It could be.
So I'm trying to understand this long root, short root, what this really means.
That's what it means. I don't know how to explain it relative to the Gemara and Daf Kaf. But I ain't Sham. That's what the Gemara is saying here. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, my time of the Bay Rebbe. What is the reason for Rabbi Gamliel's grandfather, who said that the moon can in fact be spotted on the east side in the morning and later in the evening on the west side? Dichsiv, because the Pasuk says, Asa Yareach Lamuadim, Hashem created the moon for the purpose of the holidays. Shemesh Yada Mevo'o. The sun knows its route, meaning the sun has a very defined and consistent route. Shemesh hu diyadam avo. The pasuk is mashman that the sun has a defined route, but yareach lo yadam avo, but the moon does not. And so it therefore could be that the moon skips, the moon moves quite quickly, and can be spotted on one part of the day in the east side, and on the other part of the day on the west side. Now, I don't know.
David?
Yes.
There's a paragraph here in English, okay? Certainly in most cases, there's a 24-hour lapse period between the moons, as taught in 20b. But nevertheless, Rabbi Gamliel holds that a shorter period was also possible.
Yes.
By Rashba.
Right.
Evidently, Rabbi Gamliel disputes the statement above 20b. The witnesses who claim to have seen the new moon within 24 hours of the old moon, all old ones, are dismissed as liars.
Yeah.
That Gemara held the possibility
Go
of a shorter
it,
period.
One. Thank you.
Held that the possibility of a shorter period is either non-existent or should not be considered.
Yeah, I agree. That comment, that note is defending Rashi's second pshat, which is that they saw the old moon on the east side and the new moon on the west side. But at any rate, we didn't learn the Gemara like that. But that's true. It says the Gemara Viter, Rabbi Yechia Chazia Lasihara, Rabbi Yechia saw the moon, the Havakoi Betzafra de Esrimatisha. He saw it in the morning of the 29th. He saw it quite early. Shakal Kala Pasak, Shakal Kala, he took a clump of dirt, and Pasak Bay, he threw it into the sky, he threw it at the moon. Exactly how far it got, I don't know. But he threw it towards the moon, and Amr, he said, La'orta ba'ina l'kedushay bach. This evening, we need to be mekadesh you. In other words, we don't want to see you right now, because it can't be that the moon is being seen now, and then would be seen at the evening time. It can't be.
Like that
doesn't work like that.
He shot the moon.
What? He shot the moon. Yeah, he shot the moon. So he said, Va'at kayemes hacha, and you're going to be situated over here, zilichsi, go get yourself covered up. I can't be seeing you right now. And according to one Gersa in the Gemara, that's actually what happened. Right, it can't be. I see you.
Exactly.
So he was begging the moon to leave.
Yeah. What's the problem?
What?
If it sees it, it's there.
Yes, but
why didn't you want to see it?
Because if people see the moon, what we have learned before is that you can't see the moon in a 24-hour period. You can't. So if you saw it now, they can't be mekadesh it this evening. And they needed to be mekadesh it this evening because otherwise Yom Kippur would have fallen out on Friday right next to Shabbos. So he didn't want to have that situation. So he said to the moon, go away, moon, right? It's like shoo fly.
We don't accept
right? We don't want to see you right now. We can't accept you right now. So he said to the moon, I'm taking this dirt and I'm going to use it.
So
and
they
he
can't
did.
Accept it as the new moon, but the moon still has a right to be there.
No, the moon does not have a right to be there.
Is that the new moon or the old moon?
What?
I'm confused. Is that the new moon or the old moon?
The new moon.
Oh, okay.
Is that the new moon?
It came out too early?
It peaked out a little bit too early. He said, go back. Otherwise, I will throw this clump of dirt at you. And if you know anything from your second grade class,
Wait.
That is not a threat that you want to be taking lightly. Okay?
Wow.
Yeah.
He better have some kind of arm.
Let me tell you. Rabbi Chia knows how to throw that pitch.
He threw it, what, like a million miles?
Okay. Amar Le Rabbi
Chia,
yes.
With gravity?
What? Yes. Yes. The
okay.
answer is to all of that, all of your questions. What?
He saw it.
He saw it and didn't want to see it.
It wasn't the new moon, it was the old moon.
No, it was the new moon, no? It was a new moon.
Old moon.
How do you know? It was the old moon. No, I think
the only thing I know is from art school.
You're saying that art school is saying it was the old moon, therefore
yeah.
It was the old moon. Okay, it was the old moon, and therefore it can't be that the old moon and the new moon cannot be seen at this within a 24-hour period. So if he saw the old moon, if in fact he saw the old moon on the 29th, that makes sense, right?
Then you can't
if in fact he saw the old moon on the 29th, he could not be mekadesh the new moon on the evening, at the evening time. That would be impossible. And they needed to be because they needed for...
On the 30th.
So they needed for...
It was El and needed to Rosh Hashanah to be because of Yom Kippur.
Oh, it will help something. Yes, with the threat... Oh, yeah.
What's it help?
What?
What's it help?
I can't even answer that question.
It
will
what?
Not make the new moon come up.
It's dirt. What do you mean? What? It's dirt. It's a clump of dirt.
Yeah,
you want to be
the best guy from the outfield on a relay to home plate.
Yeah.
Okay? I mean, you're only talking about...
But he was better than the best guy in the outfield.
Even the quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Even the quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles.
It was currently, currently injured.
Foles or Wentz?
Okay, fine. All right. At any rate... Amr lay Rabbi Lerabchia. Rabbi said to Rabchia, Zil le'ein tav.
Was there a physical effect or was he just venting?
There is a spiritual effect to this clump of dirt.
Okay, so
I don't know how else to answer that.
Where is ein tav versus versus where Rabban Gamliel is?
How many miles is ein tav from Rabban Gamliel?
Last time I googled this, oddly enough this morning.
Yeah?
It's 46 million miles.
It's a 46, what?
Million, 20,000 miles.
46,
come on. Seriously.
I don't know where ein tav is. I don't know. Does it say where ein tav is? Do you have a notice on where ein tav is?
What's ein tav?
Then I know where ein gedi is. I know where...
Okay.
I don't know where ein tav is. I know where ein yakov is.
Google it on your phone.
I don't know where ein tav is. At any rate, while Moshe is looking that up,
sanctify the new month in ein tav because Roman authorities and rebbes in the rebbe's own locale. Okay, had issued a decree against sanctifying...
Yeah, that's something different. So, Rebbe was...
Ein Tav is in town near Tzipori.
Ah, Tzipori.
And where is Tzipori?
Tzipori is close to Tveria.
Okay.
It's up north.
I've been there.
Where the Sanhedrin...
If you've been to Tveria, you've been to Tzipori. It's very small. Tzipori is very small.
Tzipori?
Yeah, no?
No, but that's nice. There's an excavator. Very nice.
Pandemonium was built a while.
It's a very ancient town, Tzipori.
Tzipori, where the Sanhedrin convened to make calendrical decisions.
Oh, very good. I like the word calendrical. Thank you. Calendar-ish.
Oh,
calendrical.
At any rate, I'm like Rabbi Lerabchia. Rabbi said to Rabchia, "Zilla ain't tav. Do me a favor, go to ain't tav. Vikadshe liyarecha, and be bakadesh the yareach over there." Now, why did he send him to ain't tav to do that? Either because via the in reference to the previous case, if he saw the old moon already, he can't be makadesh the new moon here because it could be that a lot of other people saw the old moon as well. So therefore, he had to send Rabchia to Ein Tav, which is a place far enough away where nobody over there saw the old moon, and therefore they can legitimately be Mekadesh the Chodesh over there. That's one pshat. The other pshat is that, as Moshe pointed out, there was a gzeira made in the place of Rebbe that the Romans or whomever did not allow the Jews to be Mekadesh the Chodesh. Therefore, he sent them to Ein Tav to do that for them.
Where was the Sanhedrin at this point?
Where was the Sanhedrin at the time of Rabbi Gamliel? I don't know.
Because that can only be Mekadesh the Chodesh with the Sanhedrin.
Well, no. The Av Bezdin...
Isn't it such that
it could be that you're right that you needed Sanhedrin to do it, but it could be that Rabbi Chia was Makadesh, he was Makadesh and then he relayed over to Rebbe. He relayed over to Rebbe that he was being Makadeshit, and then Rebbe in the place where the Sanhedrin was, I guess, did it formally. So he did it informally. Rabbi Chia did it maybe informally, and then they did it formally in their place.
We learned they did Kiddush HaKodesh in Yavne, right? Didn't we learn that?
I don't know if we learned that, but I believe that they did.
Right, and I assume that the Sanhedrin was in Yavne at the time. I mean,
I would think so. I don't know where we are in terms of with Rebbe and Rabbi Chia. I don't know at that time period where the Sanhedrin was. This is during the Reb Chia was in Amora, so this is after the Korban Bayis for sure. Yeah, and how long afterwards were they Mekadesh? I don't know. How long were they being Mekadesh for?
It says right here the answer. Sanhedrin
The Great Sanhedrin sat at that time at the Northern Galilee.
Oh, very good. The Northern Galilee. So this is... What? Ein Tav area.
So they wanted to conduct the ceremony in Yehuda.
Oh, very good. Okay, you see that?
It's a Tosfos.
It's a Tosfos. Okay. Very good.
What? And the Romans were in control of Yehuda at the time.
Right.
And the Romans were in control of Yehuda.
It's not a place. Leib Tav is not a place.
Ein Tav is not...
Ein Tav is not the name of a place.
Is it?
But a concept meaning look into it well.
Really?
You will understand that I was correct in my calculation.
Wow.
Rambam, Rav Avraham, Min Ha'ar.
Oh, very nice. Yes. Okay.
You and Tov. You and a good looking direction.
But here it says Ein Tov is a town near Tzipori.
Yeah, right. Here he says that it's a town, but he's saying according to another opinion, it was never a town. Okay, it's Machlokes Rishonim.
There's two possibilities. Is that why we're saying that?
Yeah. Either Ein Tav was a...
look into it.
Yeah, either Ein Tav is just a way of saying look into it, Ein Tav.
He said to Rav Chiya, you know, what are you, like, what are you standing sham for? Get out of here, go on
that's
your journey.
That's not a real place. That's just a way of saying it.
Right, right.
You
can say it is a real place, and it's near Tzipori and v'chule.
He said, the place. Why do you go to Ein Tav? Because the people didn't see it there.
What?
No.
Why do you have to go far away?
Because he needs to be Mekanish on the 30th.
Rashi gives two shots as to why he had to go that far.
He can't be Mekanish on the 30th.
He didn't see it on that day.
Right, people didn't see it, so therefore he can see it.
Get up there.
At any rate,
he's the best up there. Don't worry about
it. He said, Rebbe
said, send me a note that you were Mekanish it.
Send me a note. The Shalach Li Simana, send me a note. Send me a simon that you did it. And what's the simon I want you to send me? I want you to send me a piska, a little note that says, David Melch Yisrael Chai V'Kayyam. David, the king of Israel, is Chai V'Kayyam. Why? So Rashi points out that that David Melch Yisrael, David was Nimshol Kilavana, was Pasuk in Tehillim, it compares David to the moon. It says Kiso Kashemesh Negdi, his throne, David's throne is like the sun opposite me, Kiareach Yikon Olam, like the moon that is always stationed. So therefore David Melech Yisrael is compared to the Yareach. That's why he told him to. I think that's why some people have a minig when they dance the rakida on Rosh Chodesh. They say David Melech Yisrael. What?
Yeah.
It's part of the thing. It's David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayyam. So we say.
You know that David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayyam is Gematria Rosh Chodesh.
Wow. David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayyam. Are you right about that?
Well, I have the calculations from when I learned this about 20 years
What
ago.
Is it? What's the total?
819.
Rosh Chodesh is 819. How do you like... Wow, that's amazing.
I mean, if you want to prove me wrong...
I'd love to prove you wrong.
This is a long time ago, but...
It would please me very much to prove you wrong. But I'm not going to stand... I'm not going to sit here and start doing the numbers.
I mean, I don't know... The Rebbe given the Shemus said that.
That's great. David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayyam is Gematria Rosh Chodesh. It's amazing.
Is that a pasuk? Is that an apasuk? Or where is David Melech Chai V'Kayyam?
It's not a pasuk. No.
Is it just this Gemara?
Yes. Yes.
Is it another place? Or
I don't think so. It's a good question. I don't think that it is. I don't think it's a pasuk. And I don't think that it's said anywhere else. And if you look up in the art scroll, Kiddush Levana, where we say David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayyam, we say it three times. I don't know if it'll say what the source is. That'll be interesting to look up.
Okay.
The reason we say it.
Yeah, go get it.
Yeah, I've never looked at it. You want me to get it?
Yeah, I might as well.
You want me to get it?
Go for it.
This is the reason why we say that Kiddush Levana.
Are you going to get it?
Check it out.
Okay, go invite her.
Right, this Gemara is the reason why we say it.
What?
This Gemara is the reason why we say the Kiddush Levana.
Yeah. I'm wondering if the article says that this is the only makor for David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayyam, or is it come up elsewhere?
Well, the English one.
What?
From I saw that.
Oh, Shlomo Makarbach. He preceded Art Scroll for sure. This is not going to tell you anything.
Who you want? I have the Art Scroll.
David Melech Yisrael.
What do you have
everything
on there? My gosh,
look at
you.
Look at you. It's like walking into the moon.
Look at you.
What do you want, the city?
I want everything.
You want everything?
It actually quotes this Gemara. Yeah.
Very good. What does it say?
Read it out loud. David Melech Yisrael, as noted above, the phases of the moon allude to the Davidic dynasty. Thus, we include this confident expression of faith that David's reign endures and will shine again. This verse was composed by Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi.
Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi.
And then it quotes Rosh Hashanah, Chaf Hey, Amid Aleph.
Very good, 25A. There it is, people.
And what's even the,
read it and weep.
What's the petek about?
Mason.
What do you mean the simon? That you did?
That you did it. You took care of it, and therefore we can be Makadish. We can know that.
The Bezdins all over the country had to be all on the same page.
Yeah, they all have to be on the same page.
He sent to Eitav.
Eitav.
Who sent to Eitav? A Rebbe?
Rebbe sent Rebbe Chia to Eitav to do this deed. And Rebbe Chia did it and sent a simon to Rebbe.
Rebbe needed to know when Rosh Chodesh
was.
Yes. Even though he wasn't the. The best was named Tav.
Yeah. Yes.
He needs to know for L'chora. He was like the Rav or something.
L'chora. That's what Tosas said. Sham Hayukvum L'Kadosh
Hashem. The word out, especially because of Yontif, it's very hard for everyone to know when Kadosh Hashem.
People got to know. People got to know when to break out the grape juice. Tana Rabbanan.
I don't know because even though it's a small country, it's still there's no communication like there is now. So they had the flames, but
they got the flames. They got the flames. Tana Rabbanan. Pamachas. There was one time. Nisgash with Shemayim ba'avin. It was a very cloudy night. Veneer is the Muslavana be'esrim etisha lachodesh. And in fact, it seemed like there was a moon sighting on the 29th of the month. Kesvurim ha'am lamber Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh. The Am wanted to say, hey, we got a Rosh Chodesh coming on here. Who bigshu bezdin lekadsho, and bezdin wanted to be mekadesh the new moon, and Amalehem Ram Gamliel. It was a day 29. It was very early.
Never do that. It's impossible.
So Amalehem Ram Gamliel. Ram Gamliel said this is impossible. Kach mekublani mi beis aviyaba. I had another Kabbalah from my grandfather saying ein chidush shel levana pchus miyasim v'tish yom. It's impossible for the levana to be seen from one levana to the following levana, meaning from the one month to the next month. Less than 29 days, umechza and a half a day, v'shnei shlishi shah, and 2/3 of an hour, meaning 40 minutes, v'ayin gimel chalakim, and 73 chalakim. So it must be that you're wrong in seeing this new moon. It can't be that it's the new moon, in fact. V'osu ayom, and in fact, in order to substantiate and to bolster his opinion that this is not the new moon, osu ayom mesa imo shel ben Zaza, the mother of ben Zaza, died. He spied the Rabbi Gamliel hesped gadol. Rabbi Gamliel made a huge hesped for her. Why? In order to show that it was not Rosh Chodesh, it was not Rosh Hashanah. Lo b'pnei she'ruya l'kach, not because she was fitting for such a hesped. Ela k'dei she'yedu ha'am shelo kidshu bezdin es ha'chodesh, just so people would not be mistaken in thinking that there was a kudosh ha'chodesh, because people were so sold on the fact that they saw the new moon that they were going to be mekadesh the month. They were going to make it day one of Tishrei. So therefore, Rabbi Gamliel made a whole spiel.
Any Rosh Chodesh, this doesn't have to be Tishrei. Any Rosh Chodesh, you can't do a spiel, not just the Rosh Hashanah.
That sounds.
Is that true?
Is that Talmud? Spiel on Rosh Chodesh.
Is that true?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah. Obviously, in this time it was a yom.
You can't make a hesped on Rosh Chodesh. If that's the case, then we don't have to say
that.
Lav dafka.
No,
Rashi said that. Where did Rashi say?
They didn't do a spade in my Rosh Chodesh.
Yeah, but Rashi is Rosh Chodesh.
Yeah, you're right. Rashi's mashma that it was Rosh Hashanah. Rashi's mashma that it was Rosh Hashanah. Ein masmidin b'yomtif. You're not allowed to be masmid on yomtif. Interesting.
Is that it shows that Bezdin can declare a Rosh Chodesh regardless, and you have to agree with them. They say it's Rosh Chodesh, it's Rosh Chodesh.
So he says,
yes, that's exactly right.
They have the koach.
It sounds kind of disrespectful.
You know, you're on that Bezdin.
Disrespectful to what?
To the guy's mother. Like,
yeah.
He was like,
poor woman. She was an average Joe or average Jane.
He was like, just making
no woman is ever average, let me tell you.
Apparently she was. She was not royal.
Ask their husbands, they'll tell you.
Okay.
Very special.
Yeah, in a Hanami. I mean, listen, he wasn't making a disgrace out of her. The opposite. He was making a big aspen.
He was
making a big aspen. She was
the mother of Ben Zaza. He's the wife of Zaza.
What?
The mother of Ben Zaza.
I don't know. Is Ben Zaza the son of Zaza?
He lived in Sicily, okay. Ben Zaza?
Zaza was the guy's name. And it's his
mother. He lived in Italy. Ben
Why is he called Ben Zaza?
I don't know. I don't know.
It's not Schwartz. Let's go.
Okay.
Bullshit.
I don't know.
It's Sparta.
What?
Spartak.
It was Spartak. Okay, maybe it was Spartak. Okay, there could be. Maybe if he was very strong, then maybe he was.
We don't know
before.
The name, so.
Okay, but anyway. Anyway, Halach Rabbi Akiva Meitzar. Rabbi Akiva found a Meitzar. Iboilahu. The Gemara asks, "Me Meitzar? Who was Meitzar? Was it Rabbi Akiva Meitzar?
Oh,
Rabbi. He was distressed, in pain, if you will. He was distressed. Iboilahu. Me Meitzar? Rabbi Akiva Meitzar? Rabbi Yeshua Meitzar? The Mishnah is unclear who was Meitzar. So Tashma, the Gemara says,
Rabbi Akiva,
right?
That was Meitzar.
No, you're wrong. It's the opposite. Okay, good guess, but it was 50-50, and you had it wrong.
What, Rabbi Akiva was the one who found?
Rabbi Akiva, what?
Rabbi Akiva was the one who found?
Rabbi Akiva was the one who found Rabbi Yeshua Meitzar. But the Mishnah is unclear who was Meitzar. So the Gemara is going to say, Toshma, bring you a Braisa. Desan Yahalach Rabbi Akiva Umatz'o li Rabbi Yeshua Kashuhu Meitzar. Rabbi Akiva was walking and saw that Rabbi Yeshua was distressed. Amar lo, Rabbi, he said to him, Rabbi, mipnei ma'ata Meitzar. Rabbi Akiva says to Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua, why are you so distressed? Amar lo, he said to him, Akiva, you should know, Akiva, that Roy lo shipa lemita yud beis chodesh val yigzer alav gzerizu. I would prefer to be bedridden for 12 months and not have this gzera put on me that I have to now walk on what is my Yom Kippur to greet Rabban Gamliel. So that's why I'm so distressed. So Amar Leh, so Rabbi Akiva said to Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi, Tarsheni lomer lefanecha davarecha shalemanetani. Will you permit me to tell you something that you in fact taught me at some point? Amar Leh Lemor, yeah, go ahead.
Rabbi Yeshua was Rabbi Akiva's Rabbi?
He was not Rabbi Akiva's Rebbe, but I guess he was he was probably older and so he was showing him respect by saying that. But no, Rabbi Yeshua was not Rabbi Akiva's Rebbe. Rabbi Akiva's Rebbe was Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus. No,
it's Nachum Ishkanzu.
Yeah, is that right? One second. There was a Rashi on this on Daf Yud Tes Amad Aleph. Am I right? Yes. There's a Rashi that says, Rabbi Elazar Tamido, Rabbi Akiva Tamido Shel Rabbi Eliezer Ben Hyrcanus. Rabbi Elazar,
I don't know how it would work, but he definitely learned the Yeshiva Nachum Ishkanzu.
Okay, very good. Nachum Ishkanzu too. Okay, I didn't know that. Very good. So maybe Rabbi Yeshua also, I don't know. I don't know where they were on the in the age things, or maybe Rabbi Akiva was just showing him respect. But at any rate, he said to him, "Will you permit me to teach you something that you in fact taught me at some point?" And Amar lo Amor, he says, "Yeah, go ahead, teach it to me." Amar lo, he said to him, "Harei loimer." It says in the Torah, "Atem, atem, atem, gimel pa'amim." It actually says in the Torah, "Osam, elam oadi Hashem asher tikru'u osam." It says Osam, but it says Osam Chaser. It's not spelled Aleph Vav Taf Mem. It's spelled Aleph Taf Mem. So they darshan it. The Gemara darshans it as Atem, Atem, Atem.
Right, it says Osam,
Atem. Right, it says Osam, Atem, without the Vav, three times. Atem Afilu Shogegim. We therefore darshan three different drushas. It's Atem, you make it Rosh Chodesh, even if you're Beshogeg, even if you do it mistakenly. Atem Afilu Mezidin, even if you do it purposely and you got it wrong, then nevertheless it's a valid Rosh Chodesh. And Atem Afilu Mutim, and you make it Rosh Chodesh even if you are misled by the Eidim. So we see from here that even if Rabban Gamliel was mistaken in making Rosh Chodesh, nevertheless, it's a done
deal.
You got to hold by it. It's a done deal. Yeah. It's a done doozy. So Balashan Azeh Amar Lo, Rabbi Yeshua said to Rabbi Akiva in this language, Akiva, Nichamtani, Nichamtani. You have comforted me, Rabbi Akiva.
The Mishnah just says one time, here it says three times.
What? Yes. Yes.
The Yom Kippur was a
lame one time. Here the story, it's three times. It's the same idea.
Yeah, it's the same idea. Yeah, the Mishnah's drasha is different. The Mishnah's drasha is bein bizmanam, bein shalom bizmanam, ein li mo'ados ala elu. So it's a little bit different, but it's the same concept. The concept is that Beis Din has the authority to declare a Kiddush HaChodesh, and even if they're wrong,
no, but only
they're
if,
right.
Only if it's 29th or 30th, they can't be wrong 27th or 28th.
Correct.
It's going to be wrong within the parameters of 29th or 30th.
Yeah.
Those are the possibilities.
Correct.
So it's not like the maze, the shogim or what's it called, the mutin way off.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to read this.
Yeah, read it. Go ahead.
All right, Rabbi Yeshua.
We're done.
Ben Hananya.
Yeah, we're going to stop here.
One of the leading sages in the generation after the destruction of Bayit Sheni.
Who is this?
Rabbi Yeshua.
Yeah, Rabbi Yeshua. Go ahead.
Earlier, Rabbi Yeshua served as one of the Levi singers in the temple after its destruction. He was among the students who accompanied their teacher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, to Yavne.
Uh-huh.
Unlike his colleagues, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, entirely adhered to the opinion of his teacher and that of Beit Hillel.
Uh-huh.
Rabbi Yeshua was recognized by the Jews and Gentiles alike as a leading chacham, a scholar, not only in Torah matters, but in general knowledge as well. He is renowned as an expert in science, astronomy, and zoology.
Wow.
Rabbi Yeshua was unimpressed in the appearance, and the Talmud quotes Caesar's daughter as a claim that his brilliant knowledge was contained in an ugly vessel. Despite,
that's another story, right?
Yeah.
Despite living a life of poverty, working as a blacksmith, Yehoshua was widely recognized as one of the leading religious authorities, although he disagreed with many of Rabbi Gamliel's rulings. He accepted the authority of the Nasi.
Nice. That's this mission.
Ultimately, after his death, Rabbi Gamliel, he was appointed leader of the sages.
Very good. Yeshkayach. Very good. That's the Wikipedia on you, on Rabbi Yehoshua.
And this is
very good.
Steinsaf.
Okay. Better than you can't get better than Wikipedia. Okay. Yoshika.